Good afternoon. It's a warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England as a southerly breeze brings in more moisture from the mid-Atlantic. As a result, we'll begin to see billowing clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms will begin to develop by late afternoon as temperatures top out in the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms will be possible into the evening hours, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with strong wind gusts, some hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours, perhaps causing localized flash flooding. Most of the activity will die out late tonight, but we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms for the overnight hours. It'll remain muggy as well, with temperatures dipping back into the upper 60s to around 70. The energy pivoting in from the Great Lakes will depart during the day tomorrow. Still, it will be close enough to produce a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms, primarily south of I-90. The rest of us will have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather, still humid, with highs in the mid-80s. A ridge of high pressure will build in for the day on Wednesday. It'll be hot and humid, with some hazy sun in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Another weak disturbance will head our way on Thursday. That could be enough to initiate a few more showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and staying in the mid-80s. Behind that energy, well, a couple of dry days to round out the work week and start the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday, and with lower humidity, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, and highs around 80 degrees. Another risk of a few showers and thunderstorms will show up again by the end of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in addition to the potential for severe storms over New York and New England, the Storm Prediction Center has also highlighted the Northern Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley for a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. A seasonably strong trough and an associated surface front should surge across much of North Dakota by the early part of the afternoon. Strong heating will result in surface temperatures soaring through the upper 90s to near 100 degrees across South Dakota into extreme western Minnesota, which will remove convective inhibition. This will initially result in isolated high-base thunderstorm development. However, modest mid-level flow should allow this activity to mature downstream across Minnesota, where instability is greater and a few supercells could evolve. Damaging winds and large hail are the primary severe threats with this activity. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a small low-pressure system located about 800 miles east of the Windward Island and moving westward at about 15 miles per hour. Associated shower and thunderstorm activity is beginning to show some signs of organization, and environmental conditions are forecast to be marginally conducive for some development of this system before it reaches the Lesser Antilles in about 2 or 3 days. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the middle and upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 99, set in 1900, and the record low, 45, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 14 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds becoming humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible before the day's over, and temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with a scattered shower or storm in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun mixed with some clouds today, hot and humid in the upper 80s, scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening and tonight, otherwise muggy and mostly cloudy with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around late this afternoon and into the evening, and mostly cloudy with a few showers and storms tonight, and lows in the mid to upper 60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, warm and humid, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon through the evening, and a chance of a thunderstorm overnight tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, increasing humidity leading to a late-day shower or thunderstorm, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening and a few overnight tonight, muggy, with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, warm and humid with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, mainly south of I-90, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s. Hot and humid Wednesday, upper 80s to around 90. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, back into the mid-80s. Partly sunny Friday, lower 80s, mostly sunny, lower 80s Saturday, and another chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.